Yeah, we ready to go.
This is going to be an interesting one. What is up, everybody? Aaron here with Conscious Thought. This one's a little bit more of a, hey, these are some things to consider. I guess that's what all of this is. Well, maybe not as deep this time around. So today, we're just going to talk about some ideas and methods for meditation. We've been talking about meditation quite regularly. It is a good practice, one that I truthfully need to do more and want to do more. Something that I've known about forever and thought, you know, woo-woo this and just calm the mind and shut yourself up, blah, blah, blah. But it's really more than that. There's a lot of self-healing and growth and opening channels to, you know, anything from your spirit guides, higher self, stuff like that, to other, you know, spirits that may be around you, just sitting there realizing I am, or opening yourself up to receiving messages from divine entities, or, you know, anything like that. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of things, a lot of practices for meditation that are just mind-blowing and really help. I mean, with basically anything you can think of. So today we're just going to try to kind of, I'm going to give you a list of meditations that I'm aware of. There's of course going to be more, most likely. And then as we go through this, I'm going to give you a little more kind of information and details, possibly some methods to going about these different kind of meditation practices. Things that I've experimented with, things that I've experienced, and stuff like that. Because it's fairly important. There's been times where I've been completely losing my mind a bit, you know, getting consumed by the shadow and the ego and going crazy with these things. You know, these crazy third density experience things and all this stuff that we just experience naturally. And the only way I was able to quiet it was by meditation. It's interesting, it's crazy, and when you consciously go into it with intention and heart, it really makes a big difference. Not when you're kind of fresh into it, just trying it out without any judgment or prejudices, you'll get something out of it. But the more you do it, you'll realize that setting the intention for these things is really, really important. Because it kind of gives you like a pathway to go through, you know, when you're wanting to experience certain things or you're not wanting to experience certain things that are happening. So there are, like I said, there are a lot of ways to meditate. And one of the ones that I use often is binaural beats. We've talked about these apps in the past. So the app Ananda, has binaural beat options and it's very nice. It's very cool. They're like these frequencies that play and you can do it with outside noise or not, or like ambient noises or not. I mean, that's totally your choice. There's a lot of personal freedom in meditation, which is one of the reasons why I find it so addicting. And binaural beats kind of playing the frequencies. Like there's certain frequency ranges that really do certain things to the human mind. There's been a lot of scientific research into this and it's really interesting stuff. You know, alpha, delta, theta, beta waves, all these things, all these different states of the mind that you can be in. And just playing a certain frequency can help you access those states of mind. And so binaural beats are usually a type of frequency. I just ate and I'm doing this. What a goofball. You know, sometimes they'll modulate or they'll just kind of stick at a certain one and you can kind of feel it in your head, in your ears. It's really insane. One of the easiest ones, and also one of the hardest ones, paradoxically at the same time, is just silence. Sit in silence. light or dark, totally up to you. Electronics on or off, totally up to you. I would recommend off, especially when you're getting into it, you know. No fans, no TV. I mean, just quiet it all down. Shut off your phone. Just quiet it all down and then just sit. If the mind races, let it race. If the mind runs, let it run. If it keeps running, thoughts, feelings, emotions, ideas, what ifs, scenarios, whatever in your head, just let them go. Let it happen. And then you can work on finding ways to focus your mind on something so you can focus on your breathing. Whether you're just breathing naturally or if you're just, you're doing a conscious, like deep breath exercise while you're meditating. You can also do some Wim Hof stuff at the same time. And then just let it go. And just sit there. Your body will start calming down. Your mind may eventually stop racing. If it doesn't, it's okay. It's all about just letting things happen. And that's okay. Silence is great. You can do it with your eyes open or closed. You can do it while you're conscious and do like an active meditation. You can do it while you're asleep. Affirmations are really good while you're sleeping. Different tones and frequencies are really good for when you're sleeping. If you're comfortable wearing like headphones or like, you know, earphones while you're sleeping, Ananda is fantastic stuff. The way Ananda has it set up is you kind of like choose kind of what you're going for from a list, and then it sets it up and gives you a recommendation for it. I use it when I was at the 9-to-5 all the time to help me stay focused because there's so much going on around me. I mean, I worked in a dock that had this ridiculously loud and oppressive air compressor running constantly all the time. And it was painfully loud. Like if I didn't have something in my ears, I would get headaches and they would start hurting. And just the environment was not really conducive to the work that they expected me to do. So I'd have my AirPods in, I'd turn on the noise cancellation and all of that. And it would still get through the noise cancellation. It got through noise cancellation on my Sony headphones that are over ears. I mean, this air compressor was ridiculously loud. And I just, that was the only way that I could stay focused. And eventually I was able to achieve that state of mind on my own, which is another nice thing about some of this is you eventually just become able to do it when you need to. There's so much you can do. And that was like an active conscious meditation practice that I was doing while working just to keep my mind going. You can use guided meditations. Guided meditations are phenomenal. I've used guided meditations to visualize and have communication with higher self and other entities and even like lost spirits that have been visiting. Like it's been really interesting and totally worth it. Don't feel like you have to do everything on your own for this. Because having a guide is important. You go to an ayahuasca thing or some crazy trip, and there's always a guide with you. Your first time doing any sort of psychedelic, I 100% recommend you do it with a trusted friend and a guide. You need someone there with you. Meditations are different. Guided meditations are great. They can lead you to a place that you may never have even known existed. Because they just offer some words of guidance on your way there. Like I said, you can have it in the light or in the dark. I mean, there's so many different methods, so many different ways, so many different environments, so many different tools that you can use. It's crazy awesome stuff. And I love it. And this video here is just kind of lay the ones out there that I've used. And if anyone has any more, please put it down in the comments down below. This is wonderful stuff for everybody. I think everybody needs to try it. And try them all out. See which ones vibe with you. Something may do better now, and then you try something else a day, a week, a month, a year later, and that one's feeling better for you. Whatever it is, try them all. Don't be afraid. Don't be self-conscious about anything and just let it go and try everything that sounds interesting to you, because personally, from the heart, it's totally worth it. And in regards to that, if you find yourself having a hard time trying to find time to do these things, there's the whole concept of, you know, we choose what and where to place our time. So if you're saying you don't have time, well, that's just a lie. You do have time. You're just choosing to place that time elsewhere. Use time as currency. You only have so much in a day. You only have so much mind that you can use and process in a day. Choose consciously where you want to place that energy, where you want to place those efforts. You say you don't have time to listen to helpful teachers and guides on the internet with podcasts and videos like these, but yet you drive an hour to work every day, listening to the radio, brainwashing you or whatever else may be happening, or this is a 10 to 15, sometimes 20 minute video. A lot of creators stay within that time frame. Put this through your car. Make that time healing for you and helping for you, not just being stuck in the trance, being stuck in the mind control and just going about it. Make the intention to better yourself in these situations. You come home, sit down and throw a TV dinner in a microwave and watch TV for 4 hours before you go to sleep. What are you doing with that time? Nothing. Better yourself, grow yourself, heal yourself, improve yourself, catalyze and polarize yourself. You don't want to be stuck here forever, but it's not about looking at it like that. We need to love this for what it is. And I love this because it gave me all of these experiences. It's given me all of these opportunities to help people along this path. It's given me reasons. It's giving me hope. You have the time. You're just placing it elsewhere. You're choosing to do essentially fruitless things and staying lukewarm with that time. Better yourself. Educate yourself on some of these things. So that's it for today, seekers. I hope this has kind of helped you a little bit, gave you a little bit of an introduction to different methods and forms of meditation. Please try them out. And if you, like I said, if anyone is familiar with other ones or has done other ones that, excuse me, that you've had experiences with, put them in the comments down below. I would love to see that. If you like this, please like it. Subscribe if you want to see more of me. Ring that bell so you can be reminded of when I post Monday through Friday at noon Central Time. You can always check out the Rawcast. That should be starting here soon. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Hopefully this helped somebody. I'll see you tomorrow, seekers. I love you.